Welcome to Forto Insight Bites, your quick dose of supply chain clarity. In each episode, we condense expert insights from our webinars into audio segments or bites, giving you actionable information to transform your logistics operations. Together, we decode the supply chain's most pressing challenges, one question at a time.
So we are now discussing that visibility needs more empathy and more proactivity built into the approach to aid decision making. However, if we could just take a second, the value of visibility, even if it's able to do all of these things, it's always going to hinge on the quality of the visibility that we're able to provide. Data quality is a well-known bottleneck in the industry and a big blocker to achieving, you know, excellent supply chain management. So could we perhaps share some examples about how Forto ensures that the data that is delivered to the customers on the other side is of the highest possible quality, and how that benefits companies in terms of supply chain visibility and supply chain management? Christian, perhaps I could ask you to start with this one.
Absolutely. So now the truth is, in our industry, data quality can be hit or miss. You might hear that carrier reliability, and you probably all have experience with that, swings wildly between 30 and 90%. And so it's really tough to know what we can really trust when it comes to data. So allow me to illustrate a couple of data quality issues with key statistics that we found. So data quality issues cost companies up to 30% of revenue, which is according to the GS1 in the US. Also, the Auburn University says that data errors lead to shipment delays in 33% of all cases. So another one, the WTO estimates that 14% of all trade rejections are due to data quality issues causing delays and costs. So that's quite significant. So at Forto, we think about data quality in terms of how much you can count on it to make the right call at the right time. It's not about having perfect data. That's obviously pretty much of a dream. It's about having data that's accurate enough, timely enough, and also relevant enough to make smart and swift decisions that keep your cargo moving. So I've seen plenty of companies struggle with data that's all over the place, right? Either it's late, it's wrong, or it's just not useful at the time and at the place where it's available. So especially in the last few years, where systematically poor data quality met unprecedented levels of market uncertainty and ambiguity. So it has made logistics management so much harder, and actually harder than ever, probably. So, but there is nobody better to explain that and that challenge of data quality and how Forto works it to make it as good as it can be as my co-host Camille. So Camille, stage is yours.
Thank you. It's great to hear your insights, and again, some of the numbers that you shared. Going back to what I talked about, again, I've seen some of the, in my opinion, common problems solved in other industries, and I said, you know, it's similar in logistics. Maybe one area that is not true is data. Our attendees, and we know that industry overall has a lower, let's call it, lower bar for quality data. So what that means for us is, when it comes to data quality, there's really, really no shortcuts in our industry. It's like, we have to do the hard work. The challenge I see in the broader industry is that service providers, not only digital freight forwarders or freight forwarders, but everyone, assume that just integrating with a set of aggregators is sufficient in terms of having access to high quality data. We don't believe that is true. And let me explain a little bit our perspective and how we think about the data quality. I'll use an example again. The famous example that I really like to talk about is a pineapple that is imported from Thailand to European Union requires around 100 different documents, not different document types, but 100 different documents to be created on the journey. And it also requires around 20 different partners being involved in the journey of that pineapple. So if you think about, again, if you, you know, mentally think about that journey, what does that even mean to have high quality data for a pineapple moving from Thailand to European Union in this web of complex documentation and partner handoffs, right? Does that mean that the packing list has the right amounts and the right information? Does that mean that the cargo status on the transport is accurate and timely? Does that mean that, you know, the operators know about the latest schedule changes? It's probably all of the above. But again, as you can see, depending on which question we choose to answer as digital freight forwarders, the need and the bar for data quality might be very different. Again, depending on the commodity, mode, transport, options, Incoterms, everything that we need to take into account. So at Forto, we know that not all data points are created equal, nor is it equally actionable from our customer's perspective and operator's perspective. So it really depends on the scenario that we're talking about. I'll go back to the cargo ready example that I talked about. Let's say that, you know, if the cargo ready date from a supplier changes in the last minute, the question in customer's mind, even though they ask, okay, what's my next available date? The real question in customer's mind is that, is there a risk to my supply in the stores of my cargo? Is there a risk to my manufacturing? If there is a risk, what is the best way to mitigate while staying within the boundaries of my budget and cost structure? Going back to our framework, again, we started asking questions when it comes to data quality from the customer perspective and decided to walk backwards. With that perspective in mind, at Forto, we first defined a data quality framework that clearly articulates a target benchmark for each of the critical events that might happen on a transport lifecycle. Again, for a pineapple moving from Thailand to European Union, a significant event might be, you know, the containers are getting inspected at the customs because it's fresh goods. Again, it's a lot more relevant than maybe the containers are getting inspected at the customs for car parts. Again, same event, very different nature and implication to the business of the customers that we have. So based on that, for all critical data points, and we reviewed hundreds of them that goes into the transport management, as you know, we identified the high priority ones, which is around 45. For each of these 45 data points and events that might happen, that basically we consider critical data, we ask three questions. What should be the accuracy? What should be the timeliness? And what should be the coverage? Based on that, we developed a set of benchmarks, and we said that for this type of data, accuracy X percent is good enough. Timeliness, you know what? It's okay if it's not timely, as long as we know what's happening. Coverage, we need full coverage. So that gave us a set of targets that we need to aspire, data point by data point, again, taking into account all the complexity of the transport. Based on that, again, walking backwards, we start with the customer, remember, understood their problems, identified the data points that will help us to answer questions about those problems. We build a roadmap that is not only an integration or expansion of our integration footprint, but it's more about when we get the data, we wanted to build a system that is what we call self-monitoring and self-correcting, basically going over the data points, identifying any mismatches, identifying any suspicious in terms of conflicting data, identifying anything that we believe is not necessarily accurate, timely, or giving us the coverage. And then the system tries to correct those data points based on a set of business tools, but also a set of AI algorithms that continuously run to detect these problems. Again, based on the AI systems built, based on the business rules that helps us to have a self-monitoring, self-correcting system, our system generates a source of truth for Forto, for every transport, for every data point. So what that means is we raise the bar overall for each data point in terms of the use case that it serves and in terms of what that use case means from a customer's business perspective. You might be asking, well, Camille, this is all good, but where does this put Forto in comparison to other service providers in the industry? And that's a very difficult question to answer. As you know, there aren't a lot of benchmark when it comes to digital or non-digital freight forwarding. We cannot really say that Forto's data quality is you know, X percent or three times, five times better than the next service provider. But what we know is that we continuously hear from our customers that the data and the insights that Forto creates and provides to them, they have higher accuracy. They are a lot more timely, so they can take action proactively as compared to our competition. And we also know that most of the insights we surface to our customers are unique and not available through a lot of the other freight forwarders. So if I take a step back, I feel that, again, we are taking the right steps, looking at the problem space with the right angle, doing the hard work. Again, there are no shortcuts here, right? Like, we're not going to rely on the data that comes to us and, you know, inform our customers unless we believe that data is the high quality. And then we are, again, trying to answer proactively our customers' questions while mitigating any risk to their business. Again, I'm very proud. I'm very confident about our approach. Tying this back to visibility, as Teresa mentioned, the whole visibility and proactive problem solving, risk mitigation relies on the data that we sit on. So I need to be convinced as the head of product at Forto that we have the best concrete data that creates the right insights. So not only our operators take the right action, but we can manage the expectations and partner with our customers. And unless I have that confidence, again, I won't be able to be in front of all of you and then talk about all the great things that we are doing. With that, again, going back to the customer perspective, it's very important for us. Our visibility solution depends on the high data quality. And again, we rely on all the data that's coming from the ecosystem and applying AI, generative AI recently, but also a set of business algorithms to make sure that we have the best and concrete source of truth when it comes to the business that you rely on us to run on behalf of you.
Thank you for tuning into this Inside Byte. With each question we unpack, we aim to clear the fog that surrounds supply chain management and gain clarity for improved data-driven decision-making. For more insights and a deeper dive into the world of logistics and supply chain innovation, visit our website at forto.com. Until next time!